This is the Night Bird, Allison Steele, and we're on the inside track with Brian May of Queen. Brian, are you pleased with Queen's image and progress? Does it satisfy you?
I'm not really aware of what the Queen image is. It's kind of confused, I think, and different people have definitely different images of us. Mm. As far as the music, I'm pretty happy that we're still taking a few chances and we're still progressing, I think. We're still writing a few good tunes, which is what
Absolutely.
It comes down to.
Absolutely.
And the day we stop doing that, then I suppose that's time to stop.
Queen has not had any personnel changes, and that's not lately.
Very important factor. Yeah. Never.
What is the crux of the fact that you have managed to survive among yourselves with each other? What would you say is the methodology, or is it just pure chance?
I don't know, just belief, I think, that what we have together is probably more important than what we have separately. Because there have been difficult times. There have been times when I think every one of us has got fed up with it and wanted to go off and do something for a while. But then you sit down and you think, well, I could go off and get a group together, but it probably wouldn't have the magic of whatever that chemistry is that is Queen.
Yes.
And there are bound to be things that we're dissatisfied with in Queen for every one of us. There's things which we'd like to do and don't quite fit into the format of Queen, even though the format is very loose. There are certain things which we couldn't do, I suppose. And it's just a question of realising what you've got, because we've seen it happen in so many other people.
Yes.
I would say Mott the Hoople,
yes,
who we toured with, which I thought was a magic combination.
There it was.
And give that another year, and they would have been... I don't know what the expression is. I'm trying to think of a clean expression.
Yes, yeah.
Platinum dust.
Yeah, it's a shame.
But,
it really
they is. All thought they could do better on their own, and they probably got something which they didn't have before by leaving, but they lost a lot more.
We've been on the inside track with Queen. I'm Allison Steele. This is the Night Bird, Allison Steele, and we're on the inside track with Mickey Thomas of Jefferson Starship. After one of the performances that Jefferson Starship gave in New York recently, I had a wonderful conversation with Mickey Thomas.
What are your feelings about what you hope happens for you now as a future with Starship? You certainly started off with a bang, with a hit single.
Yeah, it's, you know, I just hope we keep on doing what we're doing and then it gets better, you know. I think we've made a real good album, a good single, and now we're getting to know each other as a band, performing live, you know, and feeling each other out. And every night now is like, you know, a new experience, a new learning experience. We, you know, it's like taking little baby steps, you know, and every night's a new step. We get tighter and feel each other out more on stage, and things happen spontaneously, and it's just a lot of fun.
When Starship goes out on the road, do you carry an opening act, or are you self-contained, the show?
Most of the shows there is an opening act, but quite often it's different from night to night. We haven't done like a whole tour with the same opening act, which we would really like to do, I think.
All right, that leads me, who's the act, the group today that you think would most lay down a good, you know, cushion for Starship to follow?
Well, I don't know if I could, you know, name anyone in particular, but we've talked about the possibility of like new, you know, up and coming groups that are not radical new wave, but a little more commercial new wave, you know, to open for groups like the Police. But the, you know, they're getting on up there now, you know, they're a little more than just an opening act now. But a band like that, you know, I think would fit in well with us and create a good mood. If they were just starting out now, you know, I mean, that'd be great.
We've been on the inside track with Jefferson Starship. I'm Allison Steele.
I know it's late to call. I don't blame you if you're angry, but there are
This is the Night Bird, Allison Steele, and we're on the inside track with Melissa Manchester.
I remember rainy nights like this when we'd go to bed.
You appeared, Melissa, in a soap opera, which I happened to see, and you did what I considered a very incredible acting job. Is that part of the plan for Melissa Manchester's future, possibly to get into?
Sure, there? Absolutely.
Did you enjoy that?
I was a nervous wreck, Ola. It's very strange. People will say to you, "Well, you know, when you sing, in essence, you're acting." And I'm going, "Yeah, but the difference is each word has got that nice cushion of sound.
That's right.
So if you got a headache or cramps, the music will take care of it for you."
That's right.
And the energy or direction of music will kind of carry you through. When you've got silence around words, you all of a sudden start saying, "Well, which hand do I work with? Which foot follows which hand?" It's very strange.
Do you have any particular vanity about having to perform and be seen by the public, or are you just as content creating?
I love to perform. I really do. On the other hand, it creates such havoc with your emotions.
Trauma.
It really, I mean, you are up and down and up and down, so you have to be real good at saying "I'm sorry" real fast. In the same moment you get nuts with somebody, you have to say, "I'm not yelling at you, I'm yelling at the fact that I ran out of toilet paper this morning." I don't know, it's just, you know, nutsiness. On the other hand, when you're home and just writing, and it's a very private and awfully lonely process creating, because you're only going inward. I mean, you use the world to get inspiration or whatever from, but your interpretation, your final language is coming from
within.
Way inside. And when you've been doing that for a while, that is to say away from the performing aspect, you could see that as just doing that for a while and being content to just stay there.
We've been on the Inside Track with Melissa Manchester. I'm Allison Steele. This is the Night Bird, Allison Steele. We're on the inside track with Bev Bevan of ELO. Now,
yes.
I understand you're not here performing, you're in America just seeing friends like me.
That's right, yes. I volunteered, actually. It's always been a tradition that either Jeff or myself
of
do
course.
The interviews.
Yeah.
Because we founded the group.
Right.
So we're the only ones that can answer the historical questions.
Good.
And people even go back further and ask questions about the move.
What kind of change in the audience have you noted since the very beginning?
Well, the main thing we notice now is just the incredible reception we get just as we walk onto stage. It's still a fantastic feeling. It's a natural high, you know. It's something that you just you can't surpass.
Have you noticed any change in the composition of the audience and the kind of people who come to see you?
Well, obviously there's a lot more, but. Also, I think we're getting probably... I think at one stage we just had sort of a student age audience, and now we get younger and older. I think we've got quite a varying degree of ages now that come to see us.
Why do you feel you attract... I can understand why you attract the older people, because your music is really quality. It has a kind of a classical feel to it at most often. Why do you think you attract the younger people today?
Well, I think it must be from more the visual side of things, because... Mm. We've developed the show quite a lot.
How about you? Do you ever think of doing anything solo or on your own other than with ELO?
Not really. I'm very busy as it is, just with ELO matters. And
just being a goodwill ambassador.
Yeah. I am finding time to write a book at the moment, which is my other interest.
About what?
Well, I'm not really straying far from the subject. It is about ELO, since we began. It's... generally about the things that we don't talk about on radio or press interviews, sort of behind-the-scenes type things, and the interesting little stories, amusing little things that happen, risque little things that go on.
We've been on the Inside Track with ELO. I'm Allison Steele. This is the Night Bird, Allison Steele. We're on the Inside Track with Rupert Holmes. Rupert, granted you've always been a little different, a little ahead of your time. Now I think you're really in the midst of what I would call a potboiler. You're doing a totally different kind of music than the rest of the music world. Now, why?
I don't know. Just because what I do isn't funk, punk, new wave, nouveau vague, craft work, craft cheese, whatever.
You could do it if you wanted to.
Yeah, I can. I've produced every kind of album there is, from straight ahead rock and roll to, I think, some of the first punk albums by Sparks were ahead of their time a little bit, to John Miles, to Barbara Streisand. It's not like I don't speak that language. However, what I have to say, the way I know best, which is out of a different songwriting tradition. I am not out of the tradition of the Stones. I'm out of the tradition more of the straight pop format song. And I'm trying to explore what can be said in a deep form. I'm not a simplistic writer, and it does help to pay attention to some of the words in my songs, because it's my songs are not about I love you or I don't love you. They're about things that are a little more gray. Things aren't that black and white in life. And look, I have no choice, really. I have to do what I have to do. And I would rather go on record, in both senses of the word, saying what I want to say, the way I want to say it, and have people love it or leave it, then try and adapt to the times. I've remained fairly consistent. And I think that, you know, that's a kind of nice thing about an artist in these days, that they aren't trying to jump onto every single bandwagon there is. And I think people can get a lot out of my records. I think also people are going to need alternatives. You cannot listen to one kind of music 24 hours a day. You occasionally need to clear your palate and your sense of, and your ears, and hear something different.
I agree with you.
I'm that difference. Hopefully enough people will want a change of pace now.
The race's edge, I hope. We've been on the Inside Track with Rupert Holmes. I'm Allison Steele.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal.
This is the Night Bird, Allison Steele, and we're on the Inside Track with Charlie Daniels. Charlie, you're such a happy-go-lucky type, it's hard to picture that you've ever been disappointed, but I'm sure you have. Have you had any specific disappointments in your career?
Yes, I've had several disappointments, but my feeling is, if somebody hits you and knocks you down, if you lay there, people just walk around you. But if you get up every time, it's not how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get up. If you get up one more time and you get knocked down, you know, then finally you're going to quit getting knocked down. And that's the way I feel about it. I feel like it, as long as I'm doing the best I can every day, that, you know, disappointments are going to come. Sure, they're going to come, but you take them in stride and say, well, it's not really that bad, you know. It's not material things to me, for instance. I mean, I love material things. I love to make money. I love to buy, you know, good horses, and that's the way I spend my money.
Yeah, whatever. Everybody's got their own thing.
That sort of thing I really enjoy doing. I enjoy spending money. I enjoy having a nice place to live and that sort of thing. But that's not the important thing in my life. The important thing in my life is the human beings that are involved in it. I've had roadies lose a guitar or something and come up and say, oh, I lost a guitar, what are we going to do? And I honestly can't worry about it, because I say, look, we'll get another guitar, don't worry about it. You know, it's just a piece of wood with wire on it.
Yeah.
If something had happened to you, you know, then I would feel bad. But it's not the material things. Material things don't govern my life, is what I'm trying to say. So slaps in the face, unless they're on a personal level or something happens to, for instance, Ronnie Van Zant's death was a big blow to me, and I would have took everybody off my bus and run it in the river to keep that from happening, because a bus don't mean that much to me, or nothing else means that much to me. But that sort of thing, loss of human life, loss of a good friend, a misunderstanding with somebody or something, are the things that hurt me, you know.
We've been on the Inside Track with Charlie Daniels. I'm Allison Steele. This is the Night Bird, Allison Steele. We're on the Inside Track with Richie Furay.
Ooh, child, what did you say about it? Maybe us. Say it again, just for my sake.
How much contact, Richie, does someone like yourself, who's a serious musician and has a history in the music business, have to have
with fans and audience? How much do you get to be near your fans, meet them? Is it necessary, and do you make an effort to do it?
I do, and I think it's very necessary. I know that so many of the people that are coming to see me now are my fans from way back when. They are the foundation that I am building upon, and I think fans and friends are very important. When I get fan letters, I really do try. I've got a pile of them out here with me now that I'm trying to write back to the people. For them to take the time and tell me, you know, how much they appreciate what I've given them, you know, I want to in turn just give them back a little bit more, because they're the ones that make it all worthwhile for me. Otherwise, you know, why would you want to do it?
Well, there are some superstars that are inaccessible, you know, they treat their fans in such a deprecating manner, and yet they seem to survive.
Well,
I often wonder,
you know,
how.
I suppose that they don't really mean to do that. It just gets to such a level that they have actually no choice. I don't think it's anything that I don't think they're really being snobbish or just turning anybody away. I think it's just blown so far out of proportion that it's hard for them to deal with.
I can imagine that would be. Yeah, your life is probably not your own.
Yeah, but definitely isn't.
If you had to name one thing that is a definite disadvantage and a fly in the ointment of being Richie Fiore, a well-known rock musician, what would it be?
It would be that I have to leave my family, and the private life really gets disrupted.
You don't have to move away and travel far and wide. If you're looking for a part-time job, it'll give you full-time pride.
There's no prouder part-time career than today's Army Reserve. And no better opportunity to learn a valuable skill while you're still in high school. So join now, before graduation. You'll have a nice paycheck coming when you do.
You can be earning while you're learning right in your hometown. So meet today's Army Reserve.
We've been on the inside track with Richie Fiore. I'm Allison Steele.